WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Bright Lights, Big City. It was directed by James L. Bridges, who made The China Syndrome and The Paper Chase, and is based on a 1984 novel of the same name that was a trendy bestseller.
From the moment it was conceived, the movie version of Bright Lights, Big City was a mistake just waiting to happen. Watching the project lurch from inception to a theater near you, I sometimes felt like a bystander at the scene of a crime. Would it help to call someone? Would anyone listen if you pointed out the mess that was about to occur right under their nose? Probably not. After all, the Jay McInerney novel that the movie is based on was a hit from the moment it was published. And for good reason. McInerney had located a druggy downtown New York night world that was just beginning to blossom into public consciousness. People wanted to know about it. And McInerney's arch second-person prose not only let you in on the dirt, it made you feel as though you were there. Unfortunately, the time to make the movie was about 5 minutes after the book was published. Because the moment New York's downtown scene became famous, it also became passé. Soon enough, clean-up chic replaced the lust for cocaine. And the smart money in Hollywood came to believe that any movie adaptation would have to take a strong stand against drugs. In short, it would have to convey a sour, moralizing tone that McInerney's novel so nimbly avoided. There were other marketing considerations. The more dated its subject matter became, the more the movie needed a big star to guarantee big box office. And of the big stars young enough to play the hero, Michael J. Fox was the biggest. Which only caused more problems. Fox wasn't about to risk losing the huge audience he'd gained by playing the yuppie with a heart of gold on TV's Family Ties, which meant that the hero of Bright Lights, Big City now had to be considerably softer, more innocent, and more sorry. Fox could no longer burn the candle at both ends just for the thrill of it. He needed deep, dark reasons for his misbehavior, and the deepest and darkest turns out to be the death of his mother. She's played by Diane Wiest, whom we see radiantly baking cakes and cookies in flashback, and then, in this scene, slowly dying, with Fox by her side.
Have you slept with a lot of girls?
Mom, really, that's...
Now, come on. What's the matter?
Yes, Mom, there have been some girls.
What about Sally Keegan? Did you sleep with her?
Once. Night of the prom.
I thought so. What about Stephanie Bates?
Oh, God. I know this stuff.
Once the compromises begin in a movie like this one, they never end. Even the punishment our hero receives for his naughtiness winds up seeming soft and paltry. The wages of sin turn out to be various forms of mild humiliation. He loses his job fact-checking for a magazine very like The New Yorker, but it's a job he hates in the first place. Then, the climactic disaster. He gets a nosebleed at a chic party while awestruck trendies stare. And that's it. He knows it's time to clean up his act. If life were that simple, Colombia's number one export would still be coffee. In the end, Bright Lights, Big City is singularly flat and unconvincing. It has solid performances, graceful camera work, and a lovingly faithful script written by the book's own author. And none of that is nearly enough. What's missing is the very thing that all those marketing considerations and compromises were bound to stamp out, the unmistakable spark of life.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.